Today is Thursday, October 21st. What to know about the new plan to get young kids vaccinated against COVID-19 and the next phase in the booster shot rollout. Also, a new call for water conservation in California during the state's driest year in nearly a century. Plus, a widespread onion recall, a tense protest over a controversial stand-up comedy special, and what's behind a new Bitcoin record. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Tens of millions more Americans could be getting COVID-19 booster shots by next week. As expected, the FDA authorized boosters for both the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson shots and gave the okay for mixing and matching brands. So specifically, federal health officials gave the go-ahead for a third Moderna shot for seniors and other people who are considered high risk 6 months after they get their second shot. And remember, that same group of people are already cleared to get a Pfizer booster. But for the Johnson & Johnson booster, the FDA says anyone who got a J&J shot originally, no matter how old they are, can get a second dose at least 2 months after their first. The FDA also decided anyone eligible for an extra dose can get a brand different from the one they got the first time, depending on what's available or what they prefer. But the agency did not actually recommend one shot over another or say whether it's best to stick with the same brand or not. Either way, experts say boosters should make protection stronger against the virus since their signs vaccine effectiveness wanes over time. And FDA regulators say they'll quickly look into boosters for lower age groups if it becomes necessary. But for now, they emphasize all three brands of vaccines on the market in the U.S. do still prevent most hospitalizations and deaths from COVID-19. The White House is rolling out plans to get young kids vaccinated against COVID-19, even before the shots are authorized for those kids. They want everyone to start getting ready now, since 5 to 11-year-olds are expected to get the okay in the coming weeks. Instead of mass vaccination sites, the Biden administration wants most kids to be able to get their shots at doctor's offices, pharmacies, community clinics, and schools. So it's ready to spend federal dollars to set up sites, get equipment ready, and reach out to the public about options. Officials say they have 15 million kid shots ready to be shipped out as soon as they're cleared. And they're different from the adult shots since these doses are smaller. The needles and the vials will be smaller too, so the good news is they can be stored more easily. Pfizer was the first vaccine maker to ask for authorization for elementary school kids. It gave the FDA data that says its vaccine was safe for that age group, that it boosted their immune responses, and only causes mild temporary side effects. So that one will likely be the first one on the market, assuming the FDA confirms all of that data. Just like with the adult version, kids will get two shots 3 weeks apart. Now keep in mind, children are still much less likely than adults to develop a severe case of COVID-19 or die from the virus. But severe cases do happen, and remember, experts say kids can spread the virus as well. The gunman who killed 17 people at a Parkland, Florida school is now formally taking responsibility for his actions. He pleaded guilty to the mass shooting at Stoneman Douglas High School back in 2018. And this week, he spoke directly to the families of his victims who were in the courtroom with him. He said he was sorry for what he did, and if he were to get a second chance, he would help others. Next, a jury will decide whether he gets the death penalty or life in prison. And that phase is scheduled to start in January. Also this week, the people who survived that shooting and the families of the ones who didn't reached a settlement with the school district. $25 million will go to 52 families of people killed, hurt, or traumatized in the shooting. That settles most of the lawsuits that alleged Broward County Public Schools was negligent. So far, the school district has not commented, but a lawyer representing some of the families said it gives them a bit of justice. The entire state of California is now under a drought emergency. Governor Gavin Newsom expanded the emergency proclamation this week to cover all 58 counties in the state. That helps California pay for drought response and water delivery. The governor says California is dealing with its worst drought since the late 1800s because it's both extremely hot and extremely dry. And the two largest reservoirs in the U.S., Lake Mead and Lake Powell, are at record low levels. So Newsom's also asking people to conserve water as much as possible voluntarily. So certain water districts are starting to launch drought websites, and they're airing ads to promote conservation. The world's largest cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, hit a new record high, surging past $66,000 yesterday. The reason? The excitement surrounding the first U.S.-based ETF linked to the cryptocurrency, launching on the New York Stock Exchange. Okay, so ETF means exchange-traded fund. It's a type of security that can be bought or sold just like a regular stock. But this fund doesn't invest directly in Bitcoin itself. The SEC hasn't allowed that. Instead, the ETF tracks the performance of the futures tied to Bitcoin. Bottom line, this new Bitcoin-focused fund now has the approval of the SEC, and as the Wall Street Journal points out, it's a signal that the digital currency is moving from the fringes of the investing world and crypto-based exchanges only to the regulated main part of Wall Street. Still, the SEC warns Bitcoin futures can be just as risky and volatile as Bitcoin itself. More news just ahead, but we'll take a quick break now to thank our sponsor. While you're online costume shopping or checking out those pumpkin patch photos, you can also be shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius. It may just be one of the easiest tasks on your October to-do list that you can cross off, because you can compare quotes from over a dozen top insurers all in one place. So why do you want to compare at all? You could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. If you haven't heard of it, Policy Genius is America's leading online insurance marketplace with a mission to help people get insurance right. The licensed experts at Policy Genius work for you and not the insurance companies, so you know they have your interests in mind as they help you navigate every step of the shopping and buying process. And eligible applicants can get covered in as little as a week thanks to an award-winning policy option that swaps the standard medical exam requirement for a simple phone call. It's the kind of service that earned Policy Genius thousands of five-star reviews across Trustpilot and Google. So check it out. Head to policygenius.com to get started right now. Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. That's policygenius.com. If you bought onions in the last couple of months, listen up. A salmonella outbreak is now being linked to fresh, whole, red, white, and yellow onions. They came from Mexico and were sent to grocery stores and restaurants all around the U.S. at the end of August. Since then, nearly 700 people have reported getting sick in 37 states. So now the CDC says, if you have onions at home and you don't know where they're from, go ahead and throw them away and wash any container they've touched. Salmonella can cause stomach virus-like symptoms. Most people do recover after about a week. After months of closed-door negotiations, the NFL and lawyers for thousands of former NFL players have reached an agreement. This all goes back to a $1 billion class action settlement of concussion claims in 2015. It brought to light what's known as race norming. Or in other words, critics say doctors could assume Black former players start out with lower cognitive functioning when compared to white players. ABC News spoke with several clinicians who said they felt pressure from the NFL to apply the race norms, making it harder for former Black players to get paid in legal claims about head injuries. So this new joint agreement prohibits any use of race norms or race demographics and allows Black retirees to get their tests rescored or even to get a new round of cognitive testing altogether. And that could potentially lead to some players getting a payout for the first time or getting a larger payout than they originally received. This new joint proposal still needs to be approved and finalized by a judge. As expected, dozens of Netflix employees walked off the job in protest of a popular stand-up comedy special. They say Dave Chappelle's latest work includes comments that could promote bigotry against transgender people. So they joined other protesters by rallying outside a Netflix office studio complex in L.A. Some counter-protesters showed up as well, saying one group of people should not be able to shape entertainment and silence free speech. And there were some tense moments between the two groups, like pushing and shoving. But for the most part, the conflict was limited to words. As for the Netflix employees, they were less focused on Chappelle and more focused on Netflix executives taking action. They say the executives have been minimizing their concerns. Netflix's CEO has since backtracked some of the comments he made earlier, defending the Chappelle special. Remember, he originally said content on screen does not directly translate to real-world harm. But after more backlash, he admitted, quote, "I screwed up," and said he should have led with a lot more humanity. Still, he says there are no plans to remove the special from the platform and that he wants to keep supporting artistic freedom. Private equity giant Blackstone is buying a majority stake in Spanx, becoming the first outsider to put money into the shapewear company. The deal values Spanx at $1.2 billion. That's a far cry from 20 years ago. The company's CEO, Sarah Blakely, founded the company in the year 2000 with just $5,000 she earned from selling fax machines. Now, Blakely will keep a big stake in the company and will continue to oversee operations. But this deal will help Spanx strengthen its online business and expand globally. The new board of directors will be all women. NASA says it's considered to be one of the most beautiful meteor showers of the year, with shooting stars known for their brightness and speed. The Orionid meteor shower is set to peak early this morning. And in the right conditions, between midnight and dawn, you might be able to look up and see 10 or 20 shooting stars per hour. The only problem this year could be the full moon. That extra brightness in the sky from the moon could make it harder to see the meteors. So experts say not to expect the show to be quite as spectacular as it has been in the past. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, KiwiCo. With Halloween coming up, it may be sparking some extra creativity in you and your kids, from costumes to decor. Well, let KiwiCo foster that natural creative thinking and channel it into some hands-on fun with science and art projects delivered right to your door. We just got another one of KiwiCo's crates recently, and I was so excited to explore the new ways to play with our son, Dax. Already, one of the toys is his new favorite. And not only does he love it, but our pediatrician loves it too. True story, I brought it along with us to his latest checkup, and the pediatrician picked it up and complimented it, saying how it's great for his age and development. And older kids will love KiwiCo just as much. They won't believe what they can build and accomplish with these crates. So scare up some fun this Halloween with KiwiCo. Redefine learning with play. Explore hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code NEWSWORTHY at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo, spelled K-I-W-I-C-O, KiwiCo.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Now back to Thing to Know Thursday. And today's Thing to Know is all about natural immunity to COVID-19. Or in other words, people who recover from COVID-19 then develop at least some protection against being infected again in the future. Scientists tend to agree that yes, natural immunity exists. And Stat News reports more and more researchers are acknowledging that it can be pretty powerful protection. But there's still no consensus on how powerful that natural immunity truly is, how long it may last, and even how it may vary from person to person. There have been studies on this issue, though, but they continue to contradict. For example, the CDC study in August showed immunity from a COVID-19 vaccine is more powerful than just getting infected naturally. Specifically, unvaccinated people who have been infected before were twice as likely to be reinfected than vaccinated people who have been sick in the past. But a study in Israel later that same month showed unvaccinated people who have recovered from COVID-19 get sick from COVID 27 times less often than people who have been vaccinated but haven't gotten the virus before. Still, experts have cautioned that study may not have taken other factors into account, like underlying health conditions. Either way, health experts say you should never seek out an infection just to get protection, since that's too risky and it might become a severe case. And while we wait on more conclusive data, it's become political and even been taken to court because of vaccine mandates. So far, no employer or government has made an exception for people who have already been infected and recovered. Well, thank you so much for listening and sharing the show. And a special thanks to our newsworthy insiders for all your support. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.